Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
To the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show on Saturday night, September the 8th, 2018. I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. But as usual, and especially for my first-time listeners, I'm asking all listeners, please get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready, to follow along with Deacon Marvin Cox as he gets ready to prepare to bring forth the Word of God on tonight. He's going to share with us another inspirational poem, as he always do, but he is going to be bringing the Word again on tonight. So I'm asking all the listeners, if you will please get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready. Why do I ask you to do this? Because we don't want anyone to take it lightly or for granted, or to even think that we may be making up things. We want you to read it for yourself. The Word of God says, "My people perish because of the lack of knowledge." So that's why it's important you get your Bible so you can follow along with as we go through the Word of God together tonight. But what we're going to do now, as we always do, we always open up with prayer. So I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go into prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come again to give you glory, honor, and praise because of who you are. You are so worthy of our praise. Heavenly Father, we thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are not like man. You search the heart. Man looks at the outer appearance, but you search the heart. So we thank you for being God all by yourself. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come on tonight asking that you forgive us again of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself. I include my entire family, also Deacon Marvin Cox and his entire family, so that I work for you over the airways and in every area of our lives that we do for you, Heavenly Father, as representatives of you and your Son, Jesus Christ, and the earth will not be in vain. And, Father, we ask that you would not only forgive us, but forgive our entire families and all those that are being faithful, committed doers of your word all over the land. Forgive us and have mercy upon us so that we can be continually following you and your word and doing what you have called for us to do for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. And, Father, we come now lifting up the sick and afflicted all over the land. And, Father, I lift up my father in a special way. We had a chance to go meet with him on today. He called for all of his children because he felt like he was at the point that he didn't want to live anymore. But after we got to his house on today, we knew that he met us at the door. So before we left, we had prayer with him. on tonight. So we anointed him. You said we are to anoint the people with oil. So we anointed him with oil, and we prayed the prayer of faith over his life. So Heavenly Father, we know that he is in your hands, and you promised that you would not put no more on us than we're able to bear. Not only for our father, but for anyone. Heavenly Father, you are a promise keeper. You are faithful. You're still watching over your word to perform it. You have no respect for a person. So we lift up not only my father to you, we lift up my Bishop James A. Jennings to you, our Minister Sandra Willis of Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, and all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. You know who they are, Heavenly Father, and you know where they are. You know what they're going through. So we know that you are the doctor that has never lost a patient. So we place them in your hands, and we pray, Lord, that your will be done in each of their lives for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name, because sometimes we pray and ask one thing, but your desire is something else. So we want to according to your word and according to your will, that's what we're touching and agreeing on. For those that are sick and afflicted, we know that you are still working miracles even today. You are still healing even today. So we have to do a touch, heal, and deliver as only you can throughout the earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, we now lift up those that have breathed on tonight. Let them remember and know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Heavenly Father, we pray and lift up our president, and not only President Trump, but all world leaders all over the land. Heavenly Father, we know that you know who they are. You know their hearts and their intent. So we pray, Lord, that should there any be any of them that are not saved in your son Jesus' name, we lift them up to you now and ask that you would send a vessel, a word their way. They will prick their hearts to the point that they will even open their mouths and confess the Lord Jesus Christ, and ask him to come to their hearts and save them. And once they're saved, they will be doers of your word, not just hearers only. And they would treat all men and women, boys and girls all over the land, and they would treat us equally, and they would do what's right by all people, that you be glorified, and they would show more love and compassion for all people. In Jesus' name we pray. So now, Lord, we pray that you would help us to decrease on tonight, that you may increase in us. And I pray and lift up every listener on tonight. I thank you for each one that faithfully tunes in. You know who they are and where they are, and you know what they stand in need of. And you promised that you would grant us and give us the desires of our hearts. So we lift up all those that are faithful followers of this ministry all over the land, that you will meet them at their point of need, and that you will move and work miracles even in their lives, touch, heal, and deliver in their lives as only you can in Jesus' name. So we now move forward in this ministry over this worldwide network on tonight, asking that you would move by your spirit through your man of God, Deacon Marvin Cox, through your word, Heavenly Father, that should there be any listener on tonight that is not saved in Jesus' name, that after hearing the word on tonight, that their hearts would be pricked and they would open their mouths and surrender and ask Jesus Christ, your son, to come into their hearts, into their lives and save them on tonight. Even tonight, Heavenly Father, you are able to save those that are willing to be saved on tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. And that once they're saved, they will come to know their God purpose, fulfill it in the earth for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. And we come giving you glory, honor, and praise once again because of who you are. You are so worthy of our praise. And personally, Lord, I can't speak for anyone else, but personally, I want to thank you for every trial that has come my way. Thank you for every tear, every test, every enemy, every lie that has been told on me in the name of Jesus Christ for his sake. I pray, Lord, and thank you for everything that has come my way that seemed like it was going to destroy me, but they have come to make me stronger in you. So I thank you for it because you know what's best for me, not only me, but for all of your children that are faithful doers of your word. So continue to move by your spirit on tonight through your man of God, Deacon Marvin Cox, as he delivers your word, is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, tonight we have another spiritual food for thought. And tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, boredom is a sign of unused potential. Wow. That's a good one. I'm going to say that again. Spiritual food for thought for tonight says, boredom is a sign of unused potential. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassadorsvessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at all, lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Well, I do not have any announcements on tonight, so we're going to move forward. I'm going to go right to our music break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to yield the mic to Deacon Marvin Cox. As those that are faithful listeners, we already know that Deacon Marvin Cox has been anointed by God. He always comes forth with a powerful inspirational poem before he brings forth God's word. He's going to do the same thing tonight. He's going to share another inspirational poem. Then we're going to ask him to go directly to God's word after he reads the poem. But before he comes forth, we're going to go to our music break. And tonight's selection for our music break is Jesus, Keep Me Near the Cross. This is a musical selection, but I think he's singing in it also. But by Moses Tyson, he's an organist, anointed organist and a soloist. So we want to enjoy this musical selection and music break together as he sings, Jesus, Keep Me Near the Cross. Enjoy the music break. Thank you. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Jesus, keep me near the cross. That's the music selection by the organist, Moses Tyson. I just thank God for that hymn, that gospel hymn, Jesus, keep me near the cross. I thank God for keeping not only me near the cross, but every faithful, humble doer of God's word. He's keeping all of us near the cross. So I pray that you enjoyed that musical selection by organist Moses Tyson. Right now, before we bring Deacon Margaret Cox to share the word, I need for the listener to go into prayer with me real quick, if we could, touching and agree in prayer regarding our children as they head back to school, because we know that the enemy is busy. But we need to cover our children, whether they are my physical children or not, they're all our children, because it takes a village to raise a child, so we're in this thing together. So I'm asking all the listeners, if you would please go into prayer with me regarding our children and their safety at this time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, you said we have not because we ask not, according to your word. And we're coming in total agreement as the body of believers in Jesus Christ, touching and agreeing and asking that you would cover the children all over the land, Heavenly Father, as they go to and forth from school, even as they leave home. Heavenly Father, cover them in the blood of Jesus Christ on their way to school, while they're in school. And not only them, but the teachers, the cafeteria workers, the janitors, everyone, the teachers, aides, and the parents, Heavenly Father, touch them, cover them in the blood of Jesus Christ, because we know that the enemy, he's still roaring like a lion, going about seeking whom he may devour. And he's really trying to get a hold of the young people before they can get to know Jesus Christ. Because even though you have an anointing on their lives and you have a great purpose for their lives, he's trying to destroy it before it even happens. So we ask that you would cover them in the blood of Jesus Christ as they go to school, and cover them in the blood of Jesus Christ while they're in school and on their way home from school, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we know that you're able, because we know that with you all things are possible. And we know that you love the children, and we are saved in Jesus' name. We love the children as well. So we ask that you would, we come as a total corporate body of believers in your word, in your son Jesus Christ, and asking that you would cover the children, Heavenly Father, from dangers seen and unseen, that you would be glorified, so that they would be able to fulfill their own God purposes in your glory, is our prayer. In Jesus' name, and all the people of God said, amen. Well, now amen. We're ready to receive Deacon Marvin Cox. He's going to come forth now, sharing with us another inspirational poem, and then he's going to go directly into God's word. Again, listeners, I do pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready to follow along with him as we go through God's word together on tonight. Deacon Marvin Cox, I now yield the mic to you.
Okay, I thank you once again, Brother Brown. Thank God. Thank all of the listeners that are supporting this much-needed program, this much-needed platform. I thank all of those that have tuned in and all those that have listened to and understood what the Lord had given me to give to you. Now, we have a very unique poem tonight. It's coinciding with tonight's lesson, and I'm more than sure that quite a few of us can identify with this poem. I tried to come up every week with a different poem, but this poem is more suitable to tonight's lesson, and it's called Getting Old. If we live long enough, each and every last one of us will get old, and we probably will have the same problems that the Lord wrote about, the Lord gave me to write about and to give unto you. Getting old. I've slowly become what I never wanted to be, and that's a burden on my family. But the Lord told me not to depend on them. All I've got to do is to put my trust in him. He'll send love to me to do my chores, and he would go shopping for me in the finest stores. And he would visit me and spend some time and not charge me one thing and dime. He would wait for me when I fall behind and speak words of comfort instead of words that are unkind, to let me know when it's time to give up my keys and to replace them with his chauffeur and put my mind at ease. To cherish the memories of days gone by, even to prepare me when it's time to die. To remind them all that they once depended on me. Now I'm talking about the members of my family. I'm confined to a body that doesn't work anymore, and I can barely do the things that I easily did before, like buttoning my shirt, combing my hair, tying my shoes, climbing just one stair, cooking my food, driving the car, taking a walk. I won't get too far. I may not can do these things, but at the end of my day, the easiest thing for me to do is to pray. Getting old only means I spend extra time with the Lord, reading, studying, and living his word. I'm looking forward to the day when old things become new, and I can get around and do the things that I used to do. I'm not looking for sympathy as my story is being told. With the Lord in my life, it's not so bad getting old. Amen. I'm going to go directly into the lesson tonight. I will be reading to you from 71 number Psalms, verses 1 through 13. And my thought is coming out of the ninth verse. But in order to give you a complete idea and a concise analysis of what the lesson is, I must read to you from those said verses. I'm reading to you from the King James Version of the Bible, and it reads, "In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness, and cause me to escape. Incline thy ear unto me, and save me. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For thou art my hope, O Lord God, thou art my trust for my youth. By thee have I holding up from the womb. Thou art he has took me out of my mother's bowels. My prayers shall be continually of thee. I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. Let my youth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. Cast me not off to the time of old age, in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. For mine enemies speak against me, and they that lay waste wait for my soul, take counsel together. Saying, thou hast forsaken him, persecute and take him, for there is none to deliver thee. O God, be not far from me. O God, make haste for my help. Let them be confounded and consumed that are adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor that seek my hurt." I just read it to you from the book of Psalms, 71 number division, verses 1 through 13. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the doing of his word and his will. And may he edify our souls forever. Amen. Now I'm taking a thought out of the ninth verse, and it reads, "Cast me not out." Hold on one second. Excuse me. And it reads, "Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. Now, at this time, David was the psalmist, and as we all know, when old age began to visit us, when it begins to not necessarily overtake us, but when we begin to fall into the arms of old age, that's something that we cannot escape from, because we try to hold on to our youth for as long as possible. And tonight's lesson is an urgent plea. Now, that was an urgent plea being made here by David, because there was a rebellion that was going on against him. And when you're in your youth, there's a lot of things that you can fight off. As a matter of fact, you have the strength and the capability and the speed and all of those ingredients that you could repel anything that comes against you. You could repel disease. You could repel the criticism, because of that youthful exuberance that we have. We will not allow that to get us down. But see, David, if you notice in quite a few of the verses, he was reinforcing how he felt about God. He was saying that God is his stronghold, that he's his refuge, that he's his strength. And he's asking the Lord, forsake me not. Don't abandon me. How sometimes we feel, coinciding with the poem that was read unto you, that sometimes as elderly people, we feel useless. We feel that our families have abandoned us. We feel that people have cast us aside or cast us off, or they no longer have use for us. But I'm here to tell you tonight that that's not the case. But our human frailty sometimes dictate to us what we've been against, what we've been practicing all our life. Now, we will always have, if you notice, the psalmist was letting everybody know that he will always, from his youth up, always have a need for God and his life, has always leaned and depended upon God. But see, sometimes when that other side go to gnawing at us and telling us that we're not we're not being used, or we don't have no use for us, or sit down and be still and everything, we just wonder to ourselves. We will always have a need for God, but because I'm old, because I'm weak, and my strength faileth, we wonder to ourselves, does God have a need for me? We wonder to ourselves, can I still teach people? Can I still give people counsel? Because I've reached the age of 70 or 80, does my credibility in the Lord dwane at any time? So we begin to think these. Why? Because of our human frailties. We think to ourselves, does God still have a use for us? Because we've been underutilized, because we still have that fervor and that desire to do God's will, but we don't have the physical capability to perform the things, the tasks that we once assigned. But there's other areas that we could go into. We could become teachers. We could lead by the example. So, yes, God does have a use for you. God will never leave you, nor will he forsake you. But we have to understand in our mind and our human frailties, that that's just a device of that old demon to get us to denounce all the things that we have ever done for God, all the things that God has done for us. Because sometimes being elderly can be just like the Maytag person. You can be the loneliest man or the loneliest woman in town, because when it was a time when you would go around and visit people, and they will come around and visit you, and you were active in the community and doing things and running errands and working overtime and taking your children to school and attending the different little affairs that they had, and then taking time out on the weekend to take the wife or go out with the husband to dinner or to a concert or to a ballpark or, you know, for strictly relaxation purposes, and then attended a wonderful church service because our physical capabilities have been diminished. Some of us have got to the point that we don't drive anymore. Our independence have been taken away because our families and even our church members, our jobs and all the things that we were a part of and associated with don't feel that we're capable of carrying the load anymore. So the psalmist at that time and at this time was issuing out that urgent plea, which is what we do when we feel that we are being short-circuited, when we feel that we're not living up to our full potential, when we feel that somebody else is doing the things that we used to do and not allowing us to show that we still have the capability of doing these things. We feel that we have been forsaken and we feel that we have been abandoned because we can't lift 10 pounds. We have to get somebody else to do it. It's really bad to have to depend on somebody because when you want something, most of the time you want it like yesterday. Or when you wanted a glass of water, you would never as a youth ask somebody to go get you a glass of water or do this for you or do that for you. Why? Because you had the strength, you had the ability, you had the stamina to do it yourself. So, oh Lord, cast me not off in my old age and don't abandon me. Please, Lord, that's that urgent plea. Don't abandon me when my strength faileth. Lord, you have brought me up from the time I was a youth. I have leaned and I have depended upon you. And I have reached a point in time, maybe I thought that I was too self-sufficient. But my self-sufficiency, Lord, still centered around what you allowed me to do. So now is not the time, senior citizens, now is not the time, people who are fighting illnesses and addictions and everything. Now is not the time to feel that, say, well, my strength failing. And say, you don't have to have 80 years behind your name for your strength to fail. A lot of us are falling weak to prescription drugs that the doctors have given us to hopefully make us better. We cannot longer fight the urge to abuse these types of things. A lot of us have fallen weak and feel that we are abandoned because the audience that we once commanded is no longer there because their interests have went to another direction. They have other things that occupy their time when there was a time when we were the center of all of these things. We were the ones that made these things go with the grace of God. And I'm not leaving God out because God allowed us to do these things. So, oh Lord, please don't forsake me in my old age. Please don't abandon me when my strength faileth. Now is not the time for any one of us to feel that God does not have a use for us on his agenda. Sit back and know that God has gotten reasonable service out of us. Sit back and know that when the time is right, God will allow us to rise from that arthritic wheelchair, from that confined bed, from those illnesses that it seems like we have a multiplicity of. And the worst thing to do at this time is for us to give up hope. That urgent plea is going out all over the land, all over the world. Because right now the senior population is the biggest, how do you say, the biggest demographic group that is. There are more seniors and we're living longer, and our dependency upon families and friends is becoming more and more and more. Only businesses that are rapidly expanding are what? The nursing homes. And why are the nursing homes there? Because a lot of families have cast off their loved ones. They have abandoned their loved ones. They have said that their loved ones are not manageable anymore. They don't have time. Why? Because they're raising their own families. So we're going to keep on issuing out this urgent plea. And I know that the Lord is hearing us this evening. And it's very easy when things that don't go our way for us to feel that we left out, for us to feel that no one cares, for us to feel that people are overlooking us or taking advantage of us. But the psalmist, old David, is just saying after this rebellion, because it is a rebellion that's going on. After Absalom rebelled against him, after all the wonderful things that he had done, when somebody bring forth that personal attack against you, when somebody tells you that you are no longer worthy to drive, to cook, to do this, to do that, to do things that you possibly could have done in your youth with your eyes closed. And see, it's a rude awakening to some of us who still feel that we can get out there and do those things. But I got news for you. God will never, over in Deuteronomy 31 and 6, Moses was telling Joshua and them that God, he will never leave you, nor will he forsake you. And as I go to Deuteronomy 31 and 6, I'll read that to you. It reads, "Be strong and of good courage. Now is not the time to faint. Now is not the time to feel feeble in our mind and our thoughts. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee." So he it is that goes with thee. So he's with us at all times. It says he will not fail thee. He will not leave thee, nor forsake thee. He will not abandon you. But sometimes when we do our various chores and it seems like we're not progressing in a manner in which we want to progress, it seems like God is far from us. It seems like our families are far from us. It seems like those that we love is far from us. But God's word is saying, fear not. Fear not. And now is not the time upon any circumstances for us to give in, for us to toss in the towel. Because God is with you. God will never leave you. Never. Never leave you nor forsake you. But sometimes in our thoughts, sometimes in our travels, sometimes in our activities, when we can't do things as expeditiously as we used to do, we get down on ourselves. And when we get down on ourselves, then the doubt about everybody else begin to creep in. We begin to question whether people love us like they say they do or like they claim they do. We begin to wonder, does society love me, or why has society cast me off to the side? Why is society not paying me any attention? Now, there's a lot of lonely seniors out there, but there are a lot of lonely young folk out there too. It's not the loneliness is not restricted to only seniors. is not restricted to elderly. The weakness is not restricted just only to the elderly. But there are some young folk out there who's crying out as we speak for the Lord not to forsake them, not to abandon them. Why? Because we fell weak, or they have fallen weak to something that has taken control over them, whether it's lust, whatever it is. We all have the capability of falling weak to something that seems like it just comes in and it takes control, it rules, and it governs us. It tells us what to do. I used to constantly joke around with people, and, you know, in my youth coming up, and you know, I was people that smoked cigarettes and drunk alcohol and so forth and on, and I was constantly, I've never been, indulging in liquid libations or smoking. I've just been blessed that I never had a desire to do those things. But I used to tell them, okay, as long as you can control it, you'll be all right. But the minute that those cigarettes, the minute that alcohol start telling you what to do, the minute that opioid addiction tell you what to do, Houston, we got a problem. So it's a lot of things for whatever reason, and we know that there are many, many reasons why people get involved with things that overtake them. And it's not because they're not strong. It's not because they don't have a great resistance. But over time, things will systematically break down on us. It might be a one-time shot, but it might not be designed for us to handle it at that particular situation. So, as I was saying, in life, anybody can fall weak to something. Anybody can feel that they've been abandoned. Anybody can join themselves a citizen of a far country. Why? Because of the way they think. Why? Because people have rejected them. Why? Because of the excitement of the flesh. There are so many reasons that we might, may never be able to cover them all that will lead an individual to think in their mind and in their heart that they've been abandoned, that they have been forsaken. But once again, I'm going to refer you right back to Deuteronomy, the 31st chapter, the 6th verse. Say that the Lord will not, fear not, be of good courage, be of good cheer. The Lord will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. We have to grind that in into our spirituality, because in times of adversity, in those times that we feel that we have to deal and handle situations on our own, those times we have to figure out things, those times we have to be still and knowing that God is at the meridian heights of all our hopes, our dreams, our aspirations, all the things that we aspire to be. And now we have to wait. And some of us is not good at waiting. Some of us is not good at being put on hold. Some of us will not respond when there's a period of time that elapsed between this event and that event. We will abandon whatever that situation is. Why? Because things will not move expeditiously in our favor. But during those times of loneliness and frustration and self-doubt, I've got a suggestion. Why don't we just pick up a Bible? Why don't we just, those of us that have tablets, and I know most people do have tablets or computers or laptops or whatever, why don't we just study the Word of God? And from that point, let Him come in and keep us company. Let Him do what He do. Because, see, the flesh, if it's not being catered to, is going to get frustrated. But see, it's something that rules and super rules that flesh, and that's the spirit. Say the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So during those lonely times of flesh temptation, during those times that we feel that we have abandonment issues, during those times when it seems like people have forsaken us, during those times of physical weakness, during those times that our strength faileth us and we overpowered or overtaken by a fault. I don't care who you are, you can and will be overtaken in a fault. You can be overpowered. You can be tricked. You can be deceived. So don't think because you're in your youth that you are exempt from these types of things. Because that flesh is susceptible to the flesh. And that's why it's important to constantly read our Bibles, constantly stay prayed up, constantly be in God's Word. Because at any time, I've seen people that have come out of the house of prayer, out of a wonderful service, and threatened to kill somebody, threatened to blow up somebody, run over somebody with their car, cuss somebody out. So we talk about in this old age, don't abandon, cast me not out, not off in the time of old age. Now I want you to think about that for a minute. It didn't say in my time of old age, it said the time. So this means that any one of us, because we got some 80-year-old teenagers, some people that have become old and weak and feeble to the world. But now is not the time to be cast off. Now is the time to, and Brother David was probably one of the Lord's greatest ambassadors. So if he can feel that way, if he can feel that because the world and because people are rebelling against him, if he can feel that he needs some reinforcement, because if he can feel that God no longer has a use for him, I'm more than sure that each and every last one of us have felt that way at one time or another, that the Lord has no use for us, that the Lord is just letting us rot away on the vine. But I got good news for you once again. Not so. That is not so. The Lord will always have. He takes care of you. That was one of my dad's favorite songs. And it was, God, he will take care of you. And it will do that if you will allow him to. But first, the most important thing that we have to do as seniors, as young people, as children of God, the most important thing that we have to do in order to be recipients of God's love, and that's to move ourselves out of the way. And by us moving ourselves out of the way, then we allow God to come in there and operate in the capacity in our life for which you need to operate. We cannot allow our sensibilities or our insecurities to overtake us when it comes too far. That urgent plea is going up all over the world. cast me not off. Don't forsake me, because if we allow our flesh to feel like it's being rejected, flesh don't like to be rejected. I can tell you that now, because you can have one of the world's most beautiful women out there, and she could parade herself down the street, around the corner, and also the world's most handsomest man. And if don't nobody pay them no attention, they would be mad with the world. Why? Because they feel that they've been forsaken. So I'm just saying that that flesh does not like to be ignored. So now's the time for each and every last one of us. I know it's a plea going up, Lord, and I say it frequently in my prayers, Lord. And I know, that's the killing part about it, I know that he said that he would never leave me nor forsake me. I know he said he's going to prepare a place for me. So I just have to be patient. You also have to be patient when it comes down to God's word. Now, sometimes being elderly or being old in your thoughts or your mind or your procedures, sometimes it's not the most fashionable thing. But just hold on. And hold on with all that you got. Because God will not leave you, nor will he forsake you. Now, I would like to read to you from Isaiah 45 and 4. I have a few scriptures that I'd like to read to you. Even to your old age, I will be the same, and I will bear you up when you turn gray. I have made you, and I will carry you. I will sustain you and deliver you. That's Isaiah 46 and 4. Okay, I have another one here. Psalms 92 and 14. In old age, they will still bear fruit, healthy and green, they will remain. Psalms 119 and 8. I will keep your statutes. Do not utterly forsake me. Psalms 138 and 8. The Lord will fulfill his purpose in me. Your love and devotion endures forever. Do not abandon the works of your hands. So these are just a few encouraging words to let each and every last one of us know that he will not leave you, nor will he forsake you. And that urgent plea is being heard as we speak. So may God bless you. Amen. I'll now turn you back over to the hands of Brother Brown.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord on tonight. I pray that someone was blessed by that word on tonight. If you feel like you have been forgotten, stand on God's word, stand on his promises. Because why? He is a promise keeper. And just like Deacon Myron Cox just stated, according to God's word, this is what the Lord said himself. I will never leave you nor forsake you. And that's a promise from God himself. So we're thanking God that he is a promise keeper. He is not like man. So, yes, sometimes, and they're not always applying to the elderly, as Deacon Marvin Cox just stated in the message. And it's very true. Sometimes young people feel forsaken and forgotten or underappreciated and like they're going through this all by themselves. But some of the young people need to know also the same word applies to you as well. The word of God says he will never leave you nor forsake you. I have a scripture that I would like to read to the listeners on tonight. And it's coming from the Message Bible, and I've read it before, and I think this is very fitting to tie in with this message on tonight. For those of you that think God has forgotten you or forsaken you, or that your family has forgotten you or sickened you, or your church family has forgotten you or forsaken you, remember what the book of Amos says. In the book of Amos chapter 9, verse 13, again, this is coming from the Message Bible, it's God's decree. In other words, it's a promise from God. So when you feel like you've been forgotten, remember these words. Things are going to happen so fast, your head will swim. One thing fast on the heels of the others. You won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once. And everywhere you look, blessing, blessing, like wine pouring off the mountains and hills. I'll make everything right again for my people Israel. So that's a promise. That's a promise from God. So be encouraged on tonight, even if you're a senior citizen. For the young people, be encouraged by the words of the Lord on tonight. Stand firm and stand sure that he is a promise keeper. He is not like man. When he says he will never leave you nor forsake you, trust me, I am a witness. He is a promise keeper. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Why? Because he loves us too much. He loved you. He loved me. He don't like the sin that we commit, but he loves us because he is love, and he made us. So we want you to be encouraged on tonight, for whether you're a senior citizen or not. Whatever the case may be, remember that God loves you, and he promised that he will never leave you nor forsake you. So I pray that you have received this word and love on tonight, and if you have your hopes and your dreams have seemed to be shattered, know that God is not through with you yet. He has not cast you away or aside. He still has use for you. He have a need for you to walk in your God purpose and fulfill it in the earth for his glory. So don't get discouraged. Don't let anyone put in your mind or your heart that everybody has forsaken you, even God. No, that's a trick of the enemy. That's a lie from hell. So remember, God said he loved you. And when God said he loved you, he loves you. And he loves us with the type of love that's not like man's love. God has agape love. And that's genuine love. And that changes not. He will never take his love away from us. So aren't you glad on tonight that God is who he is? Then he will never, ever take his love away from us. So I thank God for the word on tonight through the Deacon Marvin Cox. Also for sharing with us the inspiration upon getting old, which did tie into the message on tonight. I love the way the Lord works and how he delivered his word to his people for such a time as this. So that's the program for tonight. We're giving it to close out in prayer. And I'm asking our listeners, if you would please go into prayer with me at this time. And also, please continue to share the word and the news about this worldwide ministry so that others can tune in and be blessed by it as well. If by chance you know of an anointed man, woman, boy, or girl that God has anointed and have been called by God to preach and teach his word, if you would be so kind to please forward me the pastor or bishop's name or the person's name that is God's filled and spirit-filled and Holy Spirit-led that knows the word of God and endures the God's word, if you would please pass the information on to me, to my email. Again, my email is James_Brown, all lowercase, James_Brown, 1558 at yahoo.com. I would love to have a conversation with them, and if God be willing, schedule them to bring forth God's word over this platform, because this platform is not about me. It's not about any guest that comes forth delivering God's word. It's about God's word, period. So I urge you, if you know of a pastor or a bishop that would like to come forth over this platform delivering God's word to his people, please pass that information on to them and have them contact me at my email, and I would gladly get back with them and have a conversation with them so we can set up a date for them to come forth and share God's word with his people. So right now we're going to close out in prayer. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. Heavenly Father, I personally come to say thank you for every child that is blessed. And I thank you for knowing that you are with me. Even when I feel like that I'm alone, you are with me because your spirit lets me know that you are with me because I can feel your presence. Heavenly Father, I thank you for being my comforter, for being my strength, my healer, my deliverer, my way of escape, my strong tower, my everything. Not only for me, but for every faithful doer of your word. Heavenly Father, continue to bless your people all over the land. And it's our prayer on tonight that you will move by your spirit on tomorrow in every door that's going to be open in your son Jesus' name. While your word is going forth on tomorrow through your vessels, I pray, Lord, that you would anoint them even now before they even get into the pulpit, that you would anoint them so that as your word goes forth through them on tomorrow, that souls will be saved through your word, through the praise team, through the singing of songs, through the prayers. That something will be good, that spiritually blinded eyes will be opened, and those that are not saved in Jesus' name will come forth and be saved in his name on tomorrow, that you'll be glorified, the backsliders will come back to the fold, that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified, is our prayer in Jesus' name. And most of all, that you be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, that's the word for tonight. I pray that you were blessed by the word, as I am always blessed by God's word. find yourself in the Lord's house, giving him glory, honor, and praise on tomorrow, Lord be willing, because he is worthy to be praised. Until the next time, remember to always give God praise. Why? He is worthy to be praised. Until the next time, remember, I love you. God loves you even more. Good night.
Joy.